Newsmaker Hotline, the Speaker of the Tennessee House, Cameron Sexton. Mr. Speaker, thank you so much for swinging back by. You were just with us yesterday, but there have been events overnight in the state legislature that I feel are very important. Last night, you passed permitless carry. It's the same bill that came out of the Senate. It will then now go to the governor's desk and be signed, and we'll have the governor on a little bit later. But when you were with us yesterday, you had some concerns that the thing might fall apart and that there might be some gamesmanship at play that would perhaps keep the bill from being passed. It seemed that in the last moments before this bill came up on the floor, those concerns evaporated. Give us a rundown on exactly what happened.
Well, there was, I think, 12 amendments that were filed on the bill. Four of them were Republicans. One of them was untimely filed, so we had to worry about that one. The one amendment that the Democrats did try to play a game on was the one that some people are calling the true constitutional carry amendment, which also on the amendment, if you go back and watch the debate, took the conviction of stalking away to where you would be allowed to carry a gun if you were convicted of stalking, which is not what the current law is. But on that amendment, 15 people voted for it, and seven of them were Democrats. And so when that amendment first went up, the Democrats all were trying to greenlight it, thinking that they could get enough votes to push it to 50. And then they kind of realized that that wasn't going to happen, and seven of them ended up voting for it.
Wow. Okay. So there was an attempt to play a little game there, but it fell flat. What about these groups in the state that said that, well, we wanted true constitutional carry, not a permitless bill. We wanted to be able to say, well, all guns, anytime with very few restrictions in place. They are, I guess, not happy this morning. What would you say to them?
Well, I mean, when I was on your show a couple of weeks ago and yesterday, I said I thought the vote total would be somewhere between 58 to 62. It actually was 64 with one Democrat, so 63 Republicans. As we talked in the caucus meeting, we were going to put all the amendments on the board and let people vote. The one amendment that the National Association of Gun Rights or Tennessee Firearms had drafted, we think made a mistake about the stalking issue, which caused more concern. So there was probably going to be people who could vote for it. But the error in the amendment caused people concern, and so they didn't support it. Now, what I will say is, this is a huge first step, like we said last night, and we'll continue pushing and fighting to see if we can get to true constitutional carry. Sometimes you got to make a giant step before you can make the big step, and it's, hopefully we'll continue to push, but this is a great start for us in Tennessee.
Well, it truly is an expansion of Second Amendment rights in the state of Tennessee. But I was struck by the fact that there was conversation on the floor last night suggesting that we're not through trying to protect the Second Amendment rights of the Tennesseans.
Well, that's true. I mean, if you go back and just think when Republicans came in control 10 years ago in the General Assembly, there was less than 60 votes for guns and trunks in cars. That was where it all started. And then, we had 2 years ago, we had enhanced permits because we're not going to be able to pass what we passed last night 2 years ago. And so you continue fight, you continue to push, and hopefully you'll get there in the Second Amendment. It would be very beneficial if all those gun groups would get on the same page and help us, and instead of trying to call people names and say they're not for constitutional carry or saying they're against the Second Amendment, if we could all work together to get to the common cause instead of trying to push people who really are Second Amendment and trying to taint the situation to raise money or whatever else they're trying to do.
All right. What else is going to be happening? It's been it's a very busy time in the state legislature. What else is on tap?
Well, so the rest of the week we have committees. We go back up on the floor on Thursday for some more legislation. I think we'll be finished in about 6 weeks. We're getting ready to start the budget process and the appropriations that have been filed. Yesterday, the governor made a big announcement that he's starting a K-12 mental health fund to help students in times of crisis to have the resources that they need. for their mental health issue, or maybe if they're contemplating suicide. And so that's a big step in our state, too, to protect the youth who may be in crisis.